And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 5th of February. There are warnings of gales in South Etsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High just west of Fitzroy, 1033. Expected Wales, 1042 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking North Etsira. Westerly 5 to 7, backing southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Etsira, 40s. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 later. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Tyne, Dogger. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dogger, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 4 or 5, then north 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Dover, White. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. West 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then northeast 4 later. Fair, good. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, but northeasterly 4 to 6 in far southeast. Fair, good. Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate. Seoul. West 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet. West 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Irish Sea. West 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Shannon. Southwest, backing south 4 to 6. Showers at first, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later, but 5 to 7 in Malin. Showers, moderate or good. Bailey. Southwest 7 or gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 later. Wintry showers, moderate or good, becoming poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Faroes. Wintry showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later. Wintry showers, rain later, moderate becoming poor later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west, 4. Recent precipitation. 16 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Stornoway. West-southwest, 5. 1 mile, 1011, rising. Lerwick. West-southwest, 5. 19 miles, 1007, rising. Wick Automatic. Southwest, 4. 16 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Aberdeen. West by south, 3. 19 miles, 1014, rising quickly. Lucas, southwest by west, 4, 35 miles, 1017, rising quickly. Boomer, west-southwest, 4, 16 miles, 1019, rising quickly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 3, 1022, rising quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. southwest 6, 2 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1,030. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 4, 1,029, rising. Jersey, west by north 3, mist. 3 miles, 1,031, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 4, 5 miles, 1,031. Scilly Automatic, west by south 4, 9 miles, 1,031, rising. Milford Haven, west by north 4, 13 miles, 1,027, rising. Aberporth, west-southwest 5, 22 miles, 1,027, rising more slowly. Valley, southwest by west 5, 9 miles, 1,025, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 5, 8 miles, 1,024, rising more slowly. Valentia, southwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,027, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, 13 miles, 1,022, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west southwest 6, slight showers, 8 miles, 1,018, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest 5, 22 miles, 1,019, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 4th of February. The general situation. The strong southwesterly flow will become confined to the northwest of Scotland by the end of Wednesday, as high pressure moves steadily northwards into central England. The high will then move towards Scandinavia on Thursday, maintaining strong to gale force winds across northwest Scotland and allowing a strengthening easterly wind to develop through the English Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far northwest and occasionally 4 later in south. Showers squally in northwest at first, fair later, good occasionally moderate in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 later. Showers at first, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west 2 or 3, then veering north 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 2 or 3, then veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 4 or 5, veering northwest 2 or 3, then veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 4 or 5, veering northwest 2 to 4, then veering east or northeast later. Showers at first, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 5 or 6, veering northwest 3 or 4, then becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 4 or 5, then backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West backing southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing south 4 or 5 later. Showers, fair later, good occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly backing southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north. Squally showers, fair later, good occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest. Squally showers, fair later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and it brings us right up to the end of our day here on Radio 4. Thank you for your company this evening. And from me, Danielle Jaworwiecka, have a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Singapore and Buenos Aires. Coming up on the programme, an extraordinary move by President Trump. He says he wants the US to take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle its almost 2 million Palestinian inhabitants in neighbouring countries. It's radical, but is it practical? Is it even legal? Even the Israeli Prime Minister says it's taking it all to another level. We'll have reaction from the US and from the region. Also today, the US-China tariffs are still on, even if Donald Trump pressed pause on the ones on Mexico and Canada. And could Germany's sick pay rules be too lenient for an ailing economy? That's all coming up on Business Matters here on the BBC after the latest news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has announced the most significant change in US policy towards the Middle East in decades. He says the United States intends to take possession of the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle its Palestinian population in other countries in the region. Addressing a joint news conference at the White House alongside the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he outlined plans to level the entire territory, creating unlimited jobs and housing for what he described as the Riviera of the Middle East.
As far as Gaza is concerned, we'll do what is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that. We're going to take over that piece. We're going to develop it, create thousands and thousands of jobs, and it'll be something that the entire Middle East can be very proud of. Everybody feels that continuing the same process that's gone on forever, over and over again, and then it starts, and then the killing starts, and all of the other problems start.
Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed Mr. Trump's proposal as something that could change history, but the Palestinians had previously rejected it. Egypt and Jordan have also said they would not donate some of their territory to house relocated Palestinians. More from Tom Bateman in Washington.
They are a fundamental shift in the entire United States position. President Trump saying two things, basically, that the entire population of Gaza should be removed, or he says resettled outside of Gaza. That will be interpreted by Palestinians and Arab nations, of course, as a forcible transfer of expulsion. And then for the US to take possession and for it to be rebuilt in what his officials say would be at least a 15-year process. Of course, under international law, any proposal or plan to forcibly transfer populations is strictly prohibited. It is illegal.
The Trump administration has begun flying undocumented migrants to the US military.